السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه، يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم، ولا يحيطون به بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء، وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض، ولا يعوده حفظهما، وهو العلي العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به، وإن شرف أمتي القرآن. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أعظم آية في القرآن آية الكرسي. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم، عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. يسعدنا الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer, master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has made us assemble for the assembly of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering of ours and give us the chance to perform all our salat with Jama'at and our ladies at home. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, and die with iman. There are so many events taking place, so many episodes, and history has been repeated many a times. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. The Quran says that things will come and go, nations will come and go. But the Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam said, I leave behind two things. If one hold fast to it, then inshallah they won't be able to go astray. One is the kalam of Allah, and two is my beautiful sunnah. Many a times, and perhaps you heard it before, but the message today is something about the power of Ayatul Kursi. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was informed that, O Nabi of Allah, I have to recite to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to recite to Ubay bin Ka'ab, who was later called one of the qaris, the qurras, reciters of the time of the ummah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that every nation had a pride. There's something to pry about. There's something to have honor and dignity about. وَإِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَرَفًا يَتَبَاهَوْنَ بِهِ. They have pride about, honor and dignity about. وَإِنَّ بَهَا أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفُهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Verily the pride of the ummah will be the Qur'an, inshallah. So if you want honor, you want dignity, you want status, you want position, uphold the Qur'an. Hold on fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold to the rope of Allah, that is the Qur'an of Allah. The Quran came from up downwards. If somebody is going to drown and somebody gives a rope to save the person, then you're going to cling on to whatever you can. Whichever portion, if it's one strand also, you're going to cling on. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want to save humanity from the fire of Jahannam. That is why I'll reveal the Quran slowly but surely. The same Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the most dynamic ayah of the Quran? 6,236 ayat, 30 juz, 114 surahs. We have beautiful Qurans covered in our homes. Little do we take a lesson. Are we like the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum who commence the day with the Quran and complete the day with the Quran? So many of us only open the Quran in the month of Ramadan, or when somebody passes away, or when there's some occasion, or some Khatmul Quran, or when Yasin Khatam in the masjid. No, brothers, the message is very clear. Come back to the Quran. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab says, Wallahu wa Rasuluhu alam, verily Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows which is the best ayah of the Quran. Ra'isul ayatul Quran, the leader of the ayats of the Quran. Most meritorious, most greatest ayah of the Quran. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam informed him, it was ayatul Kursi, the ayah of the throne. Many of us have it on frames. Many of us have learnt it in primary school days. There is one kitab in which Allama Alusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Tafsir Ruhul Maani writes that 40 ahadith have been mentioned on the virtues of Ayatul Kursi only. Subhanallah. Brothers in Islam, we have a weapon with us which is dua. We have so many situations which you and I are forced with, due to circumstances, due to our situation in South Africa, yet we don't use the weapon of Allah, that is of dua. A person who has time to read the Quran, no time to make one tasbih or dua. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam says in one hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, while he is busy with the Quran, I will give him more than one, the one who makes dua without reciting the Quran. Come back to the life of the Quran. Hold fast to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, some of the virtues of this ayah, and before I get to the virtues, you must know the basic meaning of this ayah of the Quran. Then inshallah we make niyyah that I myself and all of us inshallah every day after every salat we're going to recite it. Morning and evening we're going to recite it. One of the virtues is this, that if a person, Man qara'a surah ayatul kursi, after every farz salat, if a person recites surah ayatul kursi itself, one short ayah, then he's protected from one salah to the next salah. Subhanallah. Just one time if a person reads ayatul kursi, is protected from one salah to the other salah. And if Allah calls him to the other salah, to his house, then it is a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the previous salah and Allah brings him back to his house. Subhanallah, brothers. Make it an opportunity, especially for the males, to perform all our salat with jama'at, inshallah. In the morning, if a person recites ayatul kursi, he comes in the protection of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints two special angels, one to guard him from the front, one to guard him from the back. If he recites it at home in the evening, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints two angels, one on his head side, one on his feet side, to protect him from all harms, even the jinnat and the shayateen, subhanallah. Then Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, was given by Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam some zakat amanat to take care of in Madinah Munawwara. Some khajur, some gold coins and etc., some arms were kept in there. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, during the day, whatever he could guard, he guarded, but at night, slumber overtook him, he fell off to sleep, and somebody came in and started stealing some dates. Suddenly, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala got up. And he asked, what are you doing and why are you taking this? This is zakat, this is the amanat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, leave me, I have a poor family to feed. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala said, okay, today I'm leaving you, but if you come again, I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he went away. He related the next morning to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him it was a jinn. The second night, the same episode takes place. The third night, the same episode. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala tells him that now I'm going to catch you and take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did the Jinn teach Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'anhu. The jinn taught Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'anhu. Until and unless the followers of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not recite Ayatul Kursi, the jinnat and the shayateen will partake of that food and whatever it is. So we come in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified it. Oh Ali radiyallahu ta'anhu, the jinnat spoke the truth, that it is the word of Allah. They heard it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is a liar. That means that person came in the form of a jinn, stole whatever he wanted, that he wanted to take for his family, he took for himself and he ran away. But the lesson that the jinnat gave was power of Ayatul Kursi. Brothers in Islam, we have this great weapon with us, we don't realize it. Sometime it may happen that with the Quran in the car can be stolen. With the Quran, with reciting Ayatul Kursi, there could be some theft. Something could be taken away. It is a form of theft. It is a form of test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us in the form of sabr and shukr. When we have difficulties, that is sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. It is written about a king in Africa that he had a very close companion with him. And wherever he went, the companion used to help him and prepare his armor and etc., etc. And one day what happened? The friend was preparing his weapon for shooting in the jungle. And unfortunately, there was some mishap. The thumb of the king went astray, fell down. The thumb of the king fell off. The king became so upset and told him, you are no more my servant, you are no more my khadim, you are no more my friend. I will jail you. He puts him in jail for 1 year. And then he leaves him there. He says, it is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that if our iman is strong, our yaqeen is strong, the help of Allah will come in such situations. After some time passes, this king goes back to that jungle and is caught in that situation. And people who are cannibals, they eat human beings, they catch him. And somebody points out to that person that this person is handicapped. He says, no, nothing is wrong with him. When they check his hand, they find that his thumb is out. So something superstitious. And they say, we cannot eat this person here. Something may happen to us. So they leave him. So he realizes and reflects. Everything happens by the will of Allah. He comes back to the jailer and the person who imprisoned his friend and says that whatever happens, happens by the will of Allah. He says, what happens to you? Relates his whole story that I went to the African jungle and the people left me because my thumb was severed. He said, it happens by the will of Allah. He said, what has happened? Why are you saying this? He said, yes, because if I was with you, they would have left you and taken me away. Subhanallah. See how Allah protects. What a lesson to be taken, brothers in Islam, that whatever happens, happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The gist of the ayat is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, take my name, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Testify, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, al-hayy al-qayyum. There are 10 sentences mentioned in this one ayah. The ulama write that if one comes into the power of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the person from all sides, not only four sides, but every side. Look at the name of Allah, how powerful. Hardam Allah kar. Allah Allah kar. Somebody has said it beautifully. Hardam Allah Allah kar. Jiye to uske naam ke ji, mare to uske naam par mar. Take the name of Allah on every breath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, omnipresent, omniscient, everlasting, eternal. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala says concerning this two sifat of Allah, that once Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasalam on the night of Badr, in the month of Ramadan, and is crying in Madinah Munawwara in Sajda, Sayyidina Ali says, I brought some water for Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wasalam and I find him in Sajda. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis. O Allah, the ever-living, O Allah, the all-standing and all-powerful Almighty, bi rahmatika nastaghis. We seek your help and your mercy. If you pardon us, what will happen? Nabi Salsam is making dua. Brothers in Islam, take the name of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khuzuhu sinatu wa la nawm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not fall into slumber and sleep. Subhanallah, such a powerful Allah. When you take the name of Allah, Allah is everywhere. Somebody has said it beautiful. Mita de apni hasti ku. Annihilate your entity. You have no entity, O human being. خلق الانسان ضعيفا, you are created from a low cloth of blood. مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو, چھوڑ دے سارے مستی کو, leave all the intoxicants of the world. بستی بستی کہتا جا, اللہ اللہ اللہ, become mad in the love of Allah and go village to village, town to town, place to place, taking the name of Allah. Today we go to the shop, we don't take the name of Allah. Open the door with Bismillah and see the barakat coming. Mawlana, give us one taweez for barakah. Mawlana, my child is becoming disobedient, give us taweez. This is the best taweez, read the Quran. Today we have displayed all the taweez in our houses, beautiful frames. Let the taweez enter into the hearts. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. It is mentioned about Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhum, about this Ayatul Kursi. When he was caught at one place, he recited Ayatul Kursi and blew on the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory. About Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, it is mentioned that once a thief came into his house. He was the wali of the time. Whenever he used to go to sleep, recite Ayatul Kursi and blow around the corners of the house. The thief came in somehow, but he could not go out. Today this is the situation. Every day we locking, we got the best alarms, we got the best everything. Are we tying our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Put your reliance and trust in Allah. He is sufficient for us. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. It is said that this person tried to leave, he could not leave. Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi gets up for tahajjud. He puts his lantern on and finds a person sitting there. He asks him, what are you doing? He said, I am a thief. I came to steal all your possessions, but I could not find my way out. He said, how you came in? I jumped through the window and came in. Why don't you go out that way? He said, Allah has made me blind. Allah has made me blind. The power of the Ayatul Kursi. He said, what must I do now? He said, make dua, Allah gives me my sight. What will happen? I will run away. No, Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi, having hamdardi for him, having mercy for him, shows him the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to forgive his enemies, made dua for them. Oh my friend, who was my enemy at one time, now you are my friend. Read the kalima, make tawbah, I will make dua to Allah to restore your sight. Not only that, he becomes the murid of Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Such power, such yaqeen that they had. This is what we need to develop in us. The power of the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khuzhu sinatu wa la nawm, lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him belongs the kingdom of the skies and the earth. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَوْ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِي. Allah asks a question, whose intercession will be more powerful on the day of Qiyamah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with his permission? The Quran will intercede, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede, the fasting will intercede, our zakat will intercede, the hajj will intercede, but the Quran will say, Ya Allah, this person recited me, or this person neglected me. Subhanallah, brothers, do we want this? We want the Quran to say, Ya Allah, this person recited me morning and evening, even if it's one ayah of the Quran, take the name of Allah. With Allah's permission, intercession will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَشْفَوْ إِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Allah knows what is in front of you and what is behind you, what is meant for you in this world, what is meant for you in the hereafter. Why are you fighting for this world, intoxicated by the love of this world, whereas your life is eternal for the hereafter? الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرُ. This world is like a prison for a believer and paradise for a non-believer. You have to live with rules and regulations according to the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you that knowledge which He wants from His wisdom. Allah's knowledge is unlimited. Allah's treasure of knowledge is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants knowledge to whomever He wants, in whichever position He wants, whenever He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is eternal also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَا يَعُودُ حِفْزُهُمَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is best of protectors. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah is high, mighty, lofty, and azim is such a might which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only that quality. Brothers in Islam, take any name of Allah, take any quality of Allah, you will have Allah with you. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has requested in our du'as, say Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa anatil wujuhu lil-hayyil qayyum ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghis, and then seek the help of Allah. The second part I want to finish up on now is that whenever we put trust, once Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came and she told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the food is very limited. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, recite Ayatul Kursi, blow on the food and there'll be barakah. This is a message to our brothers and sisters. Go home and tell our wives and our mothers and our sisters that recite Ayatul Kursi, blow on it and see the barakah. There will be hifazat from all sides. And that noor will be created in that food. And once that noor is created in that food in our systems, Allah will give us to do nurani, tawfiq to do nurani a'mal, inshallah. We don't take the name of Allah, no bismillah, no alhamdulillah, no shukran lillah. That is why we do such a'mal which are similar to the kuffar, similar to the yahud and the nasara. May Allah give us tawfiq. Take the name of Allah and eat, take the name of Allah and drink, and you see nurani a'mal coming in. Somebody has said it beautifully, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the title of Habibullah, the beloved of Allah, the chosen of Allah, and following his sunnah's way of life, his beautiful way of life, what will happen? That he said beautifully, that tum Habibullah ke kaam karenge, tum mahboob Allah ke nazdik ban jaunge. You will do the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one simple sunnah I want to teach you besides Ayatul Kursi, that whenever we ascend the steps, or climb the elevator, or go up the lift, then ikunna idha kabbarna. That whenever we used to go up, we used to say Allahu Akbar. Kunna idha nazzalna subhanallah. When you're coming down, descending, say subhanallah. When you're alighting the stairs, say Allahu Akbar. If you can make amal on this one sunnah and pass it on, you will get the sawab of 100 martyrs, subhanallah. Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam says that on the day of Qiyamah, the one that is close to me will be the one who recited the most durood and salawat on the day of Jumu'ah, recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadi wa Barik wa Salim. The one that will be close to me on the day of Qiyamah, he will emulate my teachings when nobody will be emulating my teachings. He will be upholding my sunnah. He will be an ambassador of Islam. He will be an ambassador of the Quran. He will be an ambassador, an embodiment of the Quran in the form of the Nurani sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us in these difficult times. And we pass the message of Ayatul Kursi, not only place it, recite it, make amal on it. When you're going now to your cars, recite it. When you're going to your shop, recite it. When you're going to your homes, recite it. There are many, many other virtues. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. All those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. All those who have passed on, Allah fill the qabr with noor. Allah accept the Umrah of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab and all those who are gone. May Allah take us for Umrah and Hajj. May Allah grant us sincerity. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect the Mujahideen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us respect in this world. Grant us Iman in Hidayat in this world. And keep us with Hidayat and Iman. Let us die with Iman. And rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.